late-term abortionist, the baby has no input in this as far as I'm concerned. By Dr. Susan Berry on August 27, 2019. Infamous late-term abortionist Leroy Carhart appeared to shock BBC reporter Hillary Anderson when he admitted the life he snuffs out when he performs his work as a baby. Anderson, who interviewed Carhart in July at his Maryland abortion clinic for a BBC report titled America's Abortion War, noted that Carhart used the word baby at times to refer to the unborn person. Pro-life media LifeSite News reported the interview. "It's interesting you use the word baby, because most abortionists won't use that. They'll use the word fetus, because they don't want to acknowledge," she said as Carhart cut her off and let her know he does not play the semantics game. "I think that it is a baby, and I use the word with patience," he said. "To the fetuses makes no difference whether it's born or not born. The baby has no input in this as far as I'm concerned." "And you don't have a problem with killing a baby?" she asked, appearing to be stunned. "I have no problem if it's in the mother's uterus," the abortionist responded explicitly. Carhart would not, however, provide a definitive answer to Anderson's question about how far into the pregnancy he performs abortions. "Right up until when? 38 weeks? 39 weeks? she asked. "I don't know," Carhart responded. "You're not comfortable saying?" she pressed. "No, I'm not going to say," he said. In 2013, pro-life organization Live Action released a series of videos exposing the late-term abortion industry, including one in which Carhart compared the baby in the womb to meat in a crockpot, and then joked about his abortion toolkit that included a pickaxe and a drill bit. In 2016, the House Select Investigative Panel on Infant Lives, a congressional panel created in the wake of the release of videos allegedly exposing Planned Parenthood's involvement in the sale of body parts of aborted babies, announced it would be investigating Carhart since at least five of his abortion patients had allegedly been sent to the hospital from his clinic.